Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. A little trade strategy Tuesday. It's a little team strategy and some trading advice. I guess more thoroughly, that would be the definition of it. But I want to talk about something that I am doing with my teams that I think could be helpful for yours. And so I have continuously tried to improve how I track my teams, how I structure my tracking mechanisms, and that could be tracking the percent of rosters that I have particular players on, tracking my records, tracking my drafts. As everything's going hot and heavy in April or May, being able to track them better, and all of those things, right? Tracking my goals for my teams, tracking here's things I need to do, here's things that I would like to do, here's things I need to improve on, here's things that are going to make me better, things that I might be worse on, you know, and then I try and incorporate, hey, here's what happened last year. How do I sort of get better? How do I get worse? So I have created a Google Sheet document. Basically, it's a series of Google Sheets that I have, and it's just I call it my team tracker. So I'm going to talk a little bit through this, and if folks are interested, I will put together a video. You know, give me feedback if you want to sort of see how I did it. If it'd be helpful for you, I know different folks have different ways to do things. But this is something I've found helpful, and I'll do a video on it and sort of how you actually go ahead and put it all together. If folks are interested in learning how I actually put this together. I'll just show you because some of the things I think are helpful, even if you don't, aren't doing it with this particular sheet. So with each team, and I'll include a picture of this in the notes or whatnot to the show, and I'll actually show it on the site too. I'll in some way, shape, or form, I'll either have a link in the show notes, or I'll have it on the site, or a picture of it on the site so you can see, in some way, shape, or form. So just check the show notes to this. It'll either have a picture of what I'm talking about, or it'll have a link to an article that has it. But what I do is I just do an import into my Google Sheet of my team. As it's currently constructed, it's relatively easy to do. You can copy and paste, or there's a formula that you can use. I just do it formulaically, so that way when I trade someone, it updates. When I open the sheet, right, it does it for me. That way I don't have to go through and check. And that's basically the way that I do it. But then it lays out everything. And that's great, because then you can look and see at any given point, hey, I can go to one place. I can look through these different sheets, say, you know, here's who I have on this particular team. You know, and it might include, you know, I don't, because I know what the format is for each of the leagues. It's just how my brain operates. So I have all of the players, or all of the formats in my brain, just so that way I sort of know them. And you know, that's just how I operate on them. But you could put that in here as well. So I do that in the first couple columns, and it's imported like MFL has it. So it includes their points. And then actually it shows their bye weeks too, which is they're all blank right now because there isn't a contract or there isn't a schedule. So they're all blanks right now. But that's basically how it imports. So it's there. Again, that column's meaningful. You could meaningless. You could hide it if you wanted at this particular point. So then what I also do is I look through and I write down what picks I have. And then next to that, I do a to-do for the off season. And so I went through with each of my teams and basically did some notes of think, hey, here's things that I want to do. Here's things that I kind of need to do or strategies I might try to undertake, goals that I might try and accomplish for my roster, and just list them down. And one of the things that I have found consistently in whether it's in Dynasty, whether it's in life, is if you write it down, it's much more likely to come true than if you just try and remember it, if you try and imagine it or try and, try and hold to it. That's why one of the things that, I talked in an earlier podcast about people evaluating their process and about how we know if people are successful in those things. A lot of times there's no past records of it. And if there's no past records of it, how do we sort of go about and evaluate if people are actually good at things or not? So I want to improve my process. And my process isn't perfect. I'll be the first to say that, but I'm trying to make it better. And this is one of the ways that I have really strove to try and do that, which is to write down a list of to-do items and things that I need to do. So, for example, in this particular team, I had a pretty rough year last year. I had a pretty good startup season. And then essentially everything went wrong. I mean, I've made a couple of trades. So the team doesn't look exactly like it was. But I had quarterback problems. I just didn't get much ceiling out of Rivers or Stafford last year, for example. I had one other quarterback. I think it was Andy Dalton, who didn't, you know, he didn't do a ton for me either. This is super flex league. And then I had my startup draft. I drafted Fournette and Kerryon Johnson, and I actually had Nick Chubb as well. And so I sort of struggled a little bit with this year in terms of those guys. Chubb was obviously helpful, but I've since traded him. But you know, Fournette and Kerryon just haven't really come through for me. Wide receiver, I've made a bunch of trades on this team already, actually, this offseason. So, you know, but I had a pretty good top core, but sort of was missing in the middle of some of the guys. You know, John Brown was hurt. I had Amendola as a depth guy. I just didn't get a lot of ceiling out of Jarvis Landry, for example. But I had Hopkins, Evans, basically, and then Landry is my third. And I just didn't have enough oomph basically coming out of my roster. I finished essentially just below middle of the pack. If I had sort of strove for it, I would have probably finished at about 500. I ended up trading midseason. I traded a bunch of pieces for a first. It was like Rivers, I think Le'Veon Bell. There's one other player. It might have been a tight end. Jared Cook, I think, actually. I traded him for a first. I ended up becoming 101. But if I had kept them, like, I probably would have finished pretty close to 500. I probably took like a win or so off of my team just trading Cook and Rivers. So I did finish worse than I would have expected. I think at one point I wasn't even starting two quarterbacks. I was starting Stafford, and that was Dalton was in and out of the lineup, and I just didn't have much going on. And I sort of, at the end of the season, I had essentially punted to next year just because it wasn't going to happen. I traded off some of those temporary pieces, got some additional picks, and now I'm cooking with gasoline. So that's basically the story of the season, okay? And so what I did was I actually went through and I said, I want to write down what are my reasonable expectations for this team? How do I get better? How could I be worse? And that'll give me something to shoot at. That'll give me some expectations. Again, I can go back and evaluate this process in October, next March. You know, how did I do with these? Was I good? Was I bad? You know, am I overcooking some confidence in running back? Or am I not baking in enough uncertainty at wide receiver, what have you, right? I can go back and look at these. But I wrote down each one. So for this team, for example, how do I get better? Well, Dylan or Fournette, either of them are starters. Swift has a bigger role. I increased some tight end production, which again, I think it was Jared Cook was the guy that I had last year. I traded him. And so through the course of a bunch of different things, I've made a bunch of trades. So this team looks vastly different than it did even 3 months ago. But now I have Mark Andrews, for example, and I've got Cole Kmet. And, so I've done some things to try to retool the team, and my quarterback situation is vastly better too. So you're going to see this and be like, well, Jordan, your quarterback situation is pretty good. Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers are both guys that I've traded for. So in all of these things, like, I've made a bunch of deals. So this team doesn't look exactly like it is. But ways that I could be better off of my record, from last year. So again, Dylan and Fournette starter, Swift has a big role. My tight end production is better. And that's with just by the addition of Andrews and Kmet, I'm probably a win better than I was last year. Right. So I put one warp in there, just as a note to myself, right. Landry's volume could improve. My quarterbacks are going to be vastly improved. And so that's the notes on how I could get better. Again, I was just, you know, if you played it out, I was probably about middle of the pack. And I probably would have been, just looking here, like, yeah, I was basically 50 points behind the guy in like sixth or seventh place there. It's, yeah, basically if I had scored 50 more points, I probably would have been about the median And so right about the middle of the pack. And, you know, that Rivers probably would have done that for me over the course of the final season, the final part of the season, just over what I was starting at the super flex spot, because it wasn't Rivers quality. So that's basically how I could get better. And then I go how I could get worse, right? So what are the things that I'm looking at that could be worse? Lack of running back options from my bench. I just didn't get a huge thing. Mike Davis, probably not going to get the same impact that I had last year from him. Like, that's a key one. I got to figure out how I'm going to make up for that 3/4 of a warp to one warp. How do I make up for that? I was the second best team in running back scoring last year. If Mike Davis isn't there, I'm probably not going to be there. If Giovanni Bernard isn't the starter for a significant stretch of time, probably not going to be there. But those are things that I sort of have to account for in terms of when I look at this team. Those are weaknesses that I have. But again, on the flip side of that, I have Dylan Fournette as options, right? I've got some picks, right? I've got options to sort of make up for that, but that's a realistic chance, is that I'm going to be worse at running back than I was last year just by not having the Davis, Giovanni Bernard production there in terms of how good they were. So I have some aging wide receivers, right? I have Keenan Allen. I've got Mike Evans. I've got Jarvis Landry. Sort of how do I, you know, that's a place where those things could go bad. I'm not going to say that the odds that they all go bad at the same time is pretty low, but one of them, getting into your later 20s, that's a time where you could tend to see some decline, maybe some injuries happen, you sort of get a value drop. All those things are possible. I sort of have to figure that situation out. Then, you know, I don't have a ton of rookie picks. So I've got basically 2 seconds. I got 101. I got a couple of thirds as well. But I'm not necessarily sure what type of help I'm going to get in the third round this year. You know, what type of immediate help am I going to get in the second this year? All of those things. I'm not necessarily looking for immediate help, but that's a situation where if those things don't pan out, I could be at a lack of a depth situation. Another place that I could be better is I have Jameis Winston. I could be better there than I could be significantly better at quarterback. And again, if I held 101, I'm going to roll with, we'll see if this happens, but I will, if I hold 101, I will roll with Trevor Lawrence, Kirk Cousins, Roger Stafford, a Winston potential starter, Andy Dalton's a viable guy. I'm going to roll with some quarterback depth that I didn't have last year. So that'll be an option to trade from as well. A lot of this team has been about trading for assets, right? Trying to get more assets on this team. And that's a lot of what I've been doing. So that's essentially what I do in terms of a to-do list. I also incorporate on this page the last year's MFL has this great stat, which is basically the points your starter score by position. And then I sort of color code it so it shows you how they're essentially how you rank, right? So I can look and say, oh, I'm green at running back, or I'm red at wide receiver. I'm really red at tight end. I took a bath at tight end last year, or, you know, I'm about even at quarterback, right? You look at all those things and you can just see from a glance kind of what I did. And then I incorporated in there what percent of the scoring of each position was, right? And that's part of the MFL stats as well. So you can tell, for example, like on this team, 32% of my points scored were from the running back position, right? And 35.8% of them were from the receiver position. So you can sort of tell, where your strengths were and sort of where you relied. So that is, that's essentially what I do. And then I also incorporate at the end of, at the far right of the spreadsheet, I incorporate the draft too. And again, that is an import that I do. You could copy and paste it. I choose to import it because that way it'll update. So if there's pick trades or if there's whatnot, when there's picks made, it'll sort of populate there. Again, that's how I built the Real Draft Tracker 1.0 version last year, where it was primarily in spreadsheet form. This is in, you know, my own personal spreadsheet. Now it's much more sophisticated thanks to Carlo. But that is that's essentially where we're at in terms of the draft, right? And so, of course, there's no players picked yet. That won't happen until April. But I can look there and say, here's the draft order. So if I'm trying to put together some trade offers, some trade, thinking about how to move around the board, I have it and I can look at it. And it's a lot different to me to say, hey, I've got 101, 203, 204, right? And a couple of thirds and the fourth, whatever. That's different. And it's much more actionable for me to be able to look at the board and say, okay, well, this person's a few picks in front of me, and how do I sort of move to them? How can I move up the board? How can I move down the board? For me, that's just a much more functional way to go about putting together my strategy, is to have that more visually laid out. So that's essentially what I do. So I would, I used to do the Dynasty, the Dynasty challenges, right? Things to try and challenge yourself to. This is kind of one of those things, right? Put together a process. And again, let me know. I have no problem go ahead and doing this. I don't want to bore people with an Excel exercise. It's kind of like having someone come in and do a PowerPoint. I'm not exactly going to bore people with that if folks don't want it. But if people do, if I get enough people saying, hey, let's see how you do this, I'll absolutely do it. I'll do a video and we'll upload it to the site and you can check it out. And and I maybe can even do like a placeholder type thing where you can actually create your own. So, let me know what your thoughts are on that. And then, we can have additional content on that front going forward. A big picture is, what's your to-do list items? How am I going to get better? How could I be worse? And figure out ways to, how could I be better? Is that optimistic? Is that realistic? Is it pessimistic? What is it? Where on expectations should we be with that? And that it'll give you an indication of whether or not you're going to contend this year. What contention would look like, I think it's really important to think about. Think about ranges of outcomes with players as well when you're thinking about how I could be better and I could be worse. Thinking about all of those things, incorporating those, and then building your draft strategy, building your trade strategy around ways to amplify your odds to get better and limit your risk in terms of downside. So, for example, for me, I need to figure out a way to improve wide receiver. I got to get either younger at wide receiver or a better, third option or second option, right? If I could make Evans my third, that's a lot better. Or make Evans my, Keenan Allen, Evans, however you want to say that. If instead of them being in the top two, they're the top three, that's a lot better. So that would be a strategy that I'll have to employ there as well. So, all right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Again, I'll include a picture. It'll be a picture in the podcast notes or in the, or I'll include a link to a spot on the website to sort of check it out. And until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we will talk again very soon.